As tensions increase between Russia and Ukraine, President Joe Biden says he has no plans to send some 8,500 U.S. troops on standby into Ukraine to help the allied country against a possible Russia incursion.
I may be moving some of those troops in the nearer term, just because it takes time. And again, it's not provocative, it's just exactly what I said. We have no intention of putting American forces, or NATO forces, in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
When probed by a reporter, Biden didn't rule out sanctioning Russia's President Vladimir Putin, though.
There will be enormous consequences if he were to go in and invade, as he could, the entire country, or a lot less than that as well, for Russia, not only in terms of economic consequences and political consequences, but it'll be enormous consequences worldwide. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, it'd be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
The president's comments come 2 days after Ukraine's Minister of Defense hailed the 80 tons of weapons it received from the U.S. And more may be coming down the pike. The Intercept is reporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers during a phone call Tuesday she's ready to put forth legislation on the House floor for a vote that would give $500 million in aid to Ukraine should Russia invade. It would also provide $3 million in international military and education training for Ukraine and increase sanctions against Russia. That's in response to Russia's troop buildup of 100,000 military personnel near the Ukrainian border. But Russia spokesman Dmitry Peskov is accusing the West of hysteria and putting out information laced with lies.
We are seeing statements from the North Atlantic Alliance about more troops pulling forces and assets into the eastern flank. All of it is causing tensions to rise. I'd like to point out, it is not because of what we, Russia, are doing. It's all happening because of what NATO, the United States, are doing and the information they are spreading.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia's talk defies its actions.
What we have seen is a range of preparations, including 100,000 troops at the border, bellicose rhetoric, and actions, as we've talked about in here, including false flag operations to try to spread misinformation throughout the region and even the world, setting up the predicate for an invasion. So while, of course, our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is, we've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
But not everyone is backing the Biden administration's response to Russia with weaponry. Germany declined to send military aid, arguing it will further inflame tensions. And Croatia's President Zoran Milanovic is blaming the escalation of tensions on the Biden administration and the pressure from hawks on both sides of the U.S. political scene. Croatia is a member of NATO, and its troops have taken part in the alliance's missions abroad. Peace activists are also critical of the president's push for a military response to the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Joseph Gerson, president of the Campaign for Peace, Disarmament, and Common Security, says President Biden should give in to Russia's demands Ukraine not join NATO and find a diplomatic solution instead, a federated, independent Ukrainian state.
Biden has put himself in a bit of a box here, insisting on continued open enrollment into NATO. Other countries can join. They call it an open door. In fact, France and Germany are not going to permit Ukraine to come into NATO. So best to face reality. Need to save face, so you do that by saying, look, we'll agree to a moratorium on new memberships, maybe it's for 15 years, and which can be extended. At a deeper level, we need to move toward negotiating the creation of a neutral Ukraine, a neutral and federated state.
Gerson says it would be something similar to the creation of Austria after World War II. Meanwhile, Russia and France are set to meet Friday. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.